Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. From suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevatam of the pink sheet, you'll see two mantras. So let's start with eight Chenrezig mantras. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Tara's mantra right above. Seven times. Om Taratu Taratu Re Soha. 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 Today is Sunday, April the 7th, 2013. Sunday teachings with Geshe-la.
How's our elephant dream? How's elephant? there's two questions. It's been here now 3 weeks. So today I'll read. Okay, so maybe end of the class. if you're first time here, So elephant refers to the mind, okay? Elephant refers to mind. According to Buddhism, the mind called elephant. So that's why I'm asking, how's your elephant doing? If the elephant is causing major problems, then I think we need to meditate. If the elephant is causing some problem, that's a part of life. So there's nothing much to worry, you know, so that life is not going to be completely be, how to say, life is not going to be happy all the time. That's the reality. Because, you know, because of this physical body, we do get sick, you know, because of this mind, you know, doesn't always think something good. So that's why physical problem, mental problem, because physical lack of nutrition, lack of exercise, all the soul so goes on. So because of that, you know, there will be some problem here, there. So then mind, you know, so doesn't think good all the time. So because of that, you know, there will be problem here, there. So anyway, so this morning I thought, you know, it'll be nice to from now on, okay, every class, beginning of the class, some portion of the time we should dedicate for meditations rather than just, you know, my Mickey Mouse, blah, 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 blah. Not sure how much that benefits, okay? So if we meditate, then you meditate, I meditate, everybody meditate, then each one of us get benefit, okay? So first let me, if you're here first time, let me explain. So meditation that, you know, some people here heard probably more than 1,000 times, because I said this many times. So, you know, like I say, in order to, some people don't like this idea, you know, I'm just leave, like say, in moment by moment, so they don't want to seek anything. They don't want to seek anything. They just want to live moment by moment. So anyway, so this meditation I've been, you know, explaining like many months now. I'm not sure, like, you know, how many of you, you know, like if we talk very details about all these, you know, practices. So I'm not sure how many of you will do practices. Learning practice is good things, but, you know, not doing practice is not good news. But learning practice is good news, but not doing practice is not good news. So anyway, this is meditations. So this is mainly, how you say, keeping our mind, okay, keeping our mind on a certain object. This is meditations. So now, eventually, the longer there's like some kind of like power means power, that you gain some kind of power to able to keep your mind on one object, quite a, like say 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So because of that, you know, that because of that, you know, that how you say ability or power to keep your mind or elephant on the object. So here job is, you know, the elephant, you know, is like moving around all the time, going up and down everywhere. So now job is to tie that elephant into like pose, this is my object, okay? Mindfulness like rope. So the object you can use, you know, is in the text, you know, you can use earth. Earth means you can, you know, use tree, mountains, like that. If you like water, you can use water. If you like fire, you can use fire. If you like wind, you can use wind. If you like mind, your mind. If you like your mind, you can use your mind. You know. So then the earth, you know, there's like all this image. You know, if you want to use some of the image, you can use also some image. So now, if you learn how to keep your mind on one object, certain period of time. So that will generate peace mind, calm mind, peaceful mind. Oh, that's what has been said 2,500 years ago. I'm just here repeating. That's what has been said. Someday, qi shi. Someday, concentration. Qi shi produce, you know, peace. No, not in the physical, that you can't talk physical peace. I'm not sure. Peace is within the mind. Oh, so that has to indicate the mind. Someday, qi shi. Lo yi tol, no? Lo, wisdom. Tol means liberate. Wisdom liberates, no? Not just simple faith, no? Wisdom liberate. Liberating or freeing yourself from, you know, suffering, you need wisdom. Oh? So that means knowledge, no? Knowledge. So here, someday, qi shi. So that's my point that goes to the root. That's the small syllables, someday qi shi. So that's why we concentrate, okay? Here, what I like to do, in order to, like, you know, here, you know, people like to do experiment, study, research, whatever you call. So this kind of study, you know. So now, first, we need to, you know, to, how is it, to learn that, okay? So now, probably, can you meditate 10 minutes? What we are going to do, so typically, you know, you watch your breath. You know, as I said, you can use any object. So now the goal is here to keep your mind there. If your mind goes out, bring it back. And try to keep, then see how long you can sit and think one object. Could be flower. Could be water, could be tree, could be mountains, could be people, you know, Buddhist case, you know, the image of Buddha. Oh. So see how long you can keep. So if you can keep there, so then that will generate calmness in the mind. Otherwise, I don't know, maybe there's some other way that you can probably generate calmness in your mind. You are welcome to try, but you know, according to ancient Buddhist teachings, that's what it says, someday qi shi, only concentration, didn't say wisdom produce calmness. They say concentration produce, they didn't say generosity produce, there's something good things to do, giving. They didn't say giving produce peace of mind. They didn't say ethics produce peace of mind. They didn't say patience produce peace of mind. They say concentration produce peace of mind. Okay? So now, here, important things, beginning, how long you can focus on one object, how long you can focus. So then second step, then how clear you can see the object. So there's a clarity, this come later. In the beginning, make sure that your mind is there. You know? There's one way to get rid of other thought. Thinking something, penetrating, concentrating, that's one way to get rid of other thought. Otherwise, easy to say, oh, sit, think nothing. How you are going to think nothing? It's not easy. It's easy to say, you know. If you are sitting there, oh, I'm not thinking nothing, but you are still thinking. So that's impossible, okay? So one way to concentrate. So that's what I'm going to do, maybe 10 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes? Oh. Then if you, you know, fall in a nap, make snore, don't worry, so nobody cares. So the one thing, so the technique here, as I said, breathing, you know, so that, let me explain that, okay? If you are interested to use this technique, which has been taught. So this one, you exhale, and then exhale, from nose, inhale, one. Each time when you inhale, you count. Exhale, inhale, two. So it's good at the beginning, okay, I'm going to count 21 times without mistake. So then you concentrate. You don't count on your hand anywhere. You don't use counter, you just count in your mind. out, exhale, inhale, one, exhale. Each time you inhale, you count. Then you count that without mistake 21 times. Then maybe you can count 30 times. Maybe you can count 40 times. Maybe you can count 100 times and see during that period when you finish 100 how you feel. If you feel your mind's kind of calm, relaxed, good. No, it serves the purpose of meditation, okay? So that's typically the way we use breathing. Especially, as I say, this breathing technique, especially designed to get rid of namtok, that means like I say, namtok, this word, so it's like, probably you can say egoistic voice, namtok. I'm not sure like what other person thinking about my hair, what other person thinking about my clothes, or maybe the person saying something, you know, so where I walk. So like, because why we become so self-conscious, there's reason. Not because just no reason, there's reason. So namtok, that's what's called namtok, there's so namtok, you know. If you live with a chain of namtok, so namtok luguju means if you live your life with chain of namtok, even though you are sleeping in like the queen size bed, you will be not comfortable. So namtok luguju, namtok there's no namtok in the house. Namtok means that the reason to be self conscious. So many different reasons. The namtok there's no different many different types of namtok. So this breathing technique is particularly designed to help somebody who has a lot of those problems to help. Then when you concentrate on your breath, all these voices will disappear. Or otherwise, not easy to stop. Or maybe I say worry, or I'm not sure, what do you call? Or maybe you are thinking, okay, then maybe I should not put my robe like this. You know, maybe I should be very, very properly like this. But you are not saying anything. I'm the one who's saying. But actually, you are not saying. So that caused me problems. What do you call that?
Anxiety.
Anxiety or whatever it is. So there's no. So you are not supposed to wear your robe like this in the monastery. If you wear like this, you'll get in trouble because I'm a little cold. So that's why, you know. So not out of disrespectful. So then. You might think, oh, maybe Gisela shouldn't wear the robe like this. The Gisela should show how the monks wear the robe properly. So I'm more concerned about my cold. So anyway, so that kind of thing, you know, like, even though nobody's saying nothing, but you just create it in your mind, you know, then you are the one who hears, the first person who's going to hear, that's you. So that's not, you know, so that kind of thing. So this breathing meditation is particularly designed for that, okay? So, I'm going to use my breath, so you are welcome to use any object. Another point is to keep, make sure you tie that elephant on that object with rope of mindfulness. So then observe the wisdom is like the tools that, you know, helps to train the elephant. Make sure that elephant doesn't get fall asleep. That's no good. If the elephant fall asleep, that's no good. So make sure the elephant has to awake and calm. That's not easy. Usually whenever the elephant is awake, it's kind of wild. So now the elephant has to be awake and calm. So the wisdom is like that. The wisdom is kind of like a kind of overlook in all the process, okay? Yeah, so now, ready? 10 minutes. almost 10 minutes. You got 1 minute break. 9 minutes. How you feel? Otherwise, no, I cannot give you peace of mind. You cannot give me peace of mind. Nobody can give you peace of mind. If you really want peace of mind, you meditate. No, meditate doesn't become religious persons. No, so meditate simply to benefit yourself. So then he says, you know, there will be a positive impact on the mind. Of course, mind become, how you say, mind become mindful, not mindful of stuff. You become mindful. Actually, you become empty mind. I'm not sure how to say mindful. Your mind becomes full with one object rather than 100 different objects. No, okay. So that's the only way. Unfortunately, me doing meditation doesn't benefit you. You doing meditation doesn't benefit me. But you know, of course, it will create, you know, some kind of positive energies if more people meditate. You know, there will be more calm mind. No, so then better for the communities. No, so now you may think, why this important? So yeah, why you breathe in and out? Just I don't think that's just a waste of time. This is not a waste of time. So you believe or not, we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. 21,000 times a day we breathe in and out. Are we aware? We are not aware. So now, when you sit down, you count your breath, you know, your breath out in one. First, you decide to count. Okay, I'm going to count 100. As you count, at the beginning, at the initial stage, you may breathe in and out kind of forcefully. So then eventually, it has to become very natural. Natural. You breathe in and out all the time, but not aware. So eventually the idea to understand, you know, breathing in and out, the recognizing that in natural state. So that's good, you know. Then when you sit, then you have something to meditate on rather than just sit, you know, like chickens, you know, then think really nothing. So then there's no good. Then this I call chicken meditations. No, there's no real meditation. So you know, if you are really, I say, it benefits mind, it benefits also physical level, okay? So now that the physical well-being, mental well-being, the levels of that is very much depend on the deeper of this meditations. How was so? Understand? So that means, you know, here, now you know, at the beginning, probably it may, you know, you may have some difficulty just counting 21 times. So don't give up. This is good thing. Please don't give up, you know. So it is, you know, it will definitely help you. It will help you. You don't need to say any prayer. You just sit simply. Then if you are sitting, the cushion has to be like back, should be up, a little bit up. The front should be a little bit down. That's called concentration cushions. You know, something like that, concentration cushion. He says the cushion has to be smooth, not rough. So cushion is smooth, or jumbo, ten jumbo, has to be smooth. So then you sit. then, if you are having problem, you can say word out, in. The point here is you are counting, so make sure you don't screw up. So you make sure you count correctly. If you decide to count 21 times, or maybe some noise here, then you follow that noise, then you lose track. Then go all the way back, start from scratch. That's your own benefit, for your own benefit. No, we don't cheat, okay? We don't cheat, so we have to be sincere and honest. So they say, okay, go back, you know? So then you go back and come. Need effort, you know? There's America, you are saying, no pain, no gain. Same, no? So no pain, no muscles. You know, so muscle doesn't come with just simple desire or have hope or faith. You know, you have to go through exercise, right? So then exercise itself is not that encouraging. You have to think a lot. Should I do? Then find, okay, I'll do. When you do, then you feel good. Same, this is a mental exercise. So then 21 times, if you can count, you can make word out in one or in two, okay? So I think beginner, I think you're using your own breath is very good for the beginner. When you become quite good in that, then you can use image. So now image, there's two. Image, mental image, with, how is it, opinion, mental image without opinions. Or maybe mental image with commentary, mental image without commentary. So that means you are visualizing something, but you are kind of creating the stories, you know, stories that goes with the image. So that's more like analytical meditation. It's not really concentrations, you know. So every concentration meditation should, you know, if that is based on mental image, that mental image should know that mental image has a image. The mental image should be mental image without stories. With stories, this is still meditation, but it's called analytical meditation. It doesn't produce calm mind. Only concentration produce calm mind. Out of six professions, only profession that produce calm mind is concentrations. Good news is there's something that you can do. We all can do. We need to put some effort. So no effort, then no. even like physical well-being doesn't come out. Does not come quite easily. You know, so you have to move. You know, so just sitting there, simply wishing that you'll be good health. You'll have athletic body. Athletic body does require to move, like that. Okay, so then, so if you are using the mental image, you say, the earth, the water, the fire, the winds, then sky, the space, mind. That's more difficult. Using mind as an object, that's more difficult. Because mind simply doesn't have color and shape. So you have to come up with some shape or some colors. So that requires some knowledge. That I think the probably is difficult, but you are welcome to use. But it's not easy. So I really found this breathing techniques quite helpful at the beginning. As someone said, there's no very simple, easy, not that difficult to learn. You watch your breath. At the beginning, maybe you may breathe forcefully, try to understand. Try to recognize, I'm now inhaling, I'm exhaling, Maybe 100 of them. The second time, you become more relaxed. So then, then eventually, then you are able to count your breath naturally 21 times, 100 times, and see how you feel. If you feel good, you are supposed to know if that you are doing it correctly. So without losing the track, if you lose track, if you decide to count 21, if you lose track when you reach 10, no cheating. You need to go back all over again, for your own sake. So then that's how you train. So then slowly, then you learn how to produce calm mind without relying on drugs. Beer. So then Friday night there will be less beer. More concentration, okay. So that's good. So then so maybe every class now, 10 or 9 minutes, we meditate. Then each one of you get benefit, learn something. When you go out of the center, then at least you learn some technique, okay. last Sunday, George Toko. So we are here, studying this book, Art of Happiness, His Holiness Dalai Lama, Art of Happiness. Hopefully His Holiness will come in North Carolina near future, very soon, near future, hopefully. So, you know, I'm saying this one prayer. You know, as a monk, so you say prayer every day. So I'm saying this one prayer related to the Green Tara. And that prayer, it says, you know, this topic that I choose for Sunday class. And that prayer, it says, Sada Mi. Sa means celestial beings. Sa. No clue. So maybe you have some clue. I have no clue. Sada Mi. Sa means no celestial being or devil realm. So Sada. Mi, human. Human beings, or me, that's obviously we all know very well, not because we ourselves are human beings. Me, Deva, happiness, divine happiness, celestial happiness, or whatever you call, human happiness. That you're praying, that prayer says you're wishing to achieve the best happiness of human, or how do you say, in Sanskrit we call Deva. Or special beings. So I just set aside that, you know, that I don't need to worry, so you know, I need to worry more now because I'm human. So Deva probably. So me, Deva. So they have been thinking, you know, me, Deva. So now, rather than just praying, so that may I achieve best human happiness. So I thought, maybe I should do now something. I should do something now so that human happiness has to experience within the human life. Now, so now, wishing something, best human happiness, but day-to-day life becoming miserable, that doesn't make sense. You know? So then I keep thinking, you know, human happiness. So now, when it's come to human happiness, according to the language that we spoke, or maybe according to spiritual practice, there's like physical human happiness. I'm not sure whether you can really call physical human happiness. Of course, the human has a mental human happiness, so mental happiness, physical happiness. So now physical happiness, what you need. So then I keep thinking, American should have excellent physical happiness because you have all the resources. Why not? What is required? You know? If you ask your body, what do you want? Body is not going to lie. I don't think body lies. If you ask your body what you need, you need food, that's for sure. Need clothes, you know, to what else? sleep, food, exercise, probably no. For my body, will say no, because I don't want to exercise. But my mind says I have to exercise. You know? Anyway, so there are certain things, the physical happiness. You know? Do we understand physical happiness? So, if there's such a thing called physical happiness on the planet, Americans should have the best. Don't you agree? So now, according to another books, it says, chokla is doing this. People who are well off, mental suffering. Member number religion means people who are not, as opposite of that, not doing well. Physical sufferings. So that is very obvious when you go to Nepal, when you go to India. I was born in India, grown up in India. You see, especially countryside, when you go to Nepal, the road they drive, the water they drink, air they breathe, environment they live, how you can expect the best physical happiness? There's no way. You can expect best physical happiness. There's no way because there's no resource. So you just has a you just accept the way it is. You just accept the way it is rather than complaining. That if you complain, nothing is going to change. So I think, if you agree or not, I think being here last 15 years at the center, being here, observing, in experiencing like you know, culture of you know this country. Oh. So when you walk in the supermarket, as you see the food that you have is mind blowing. So how many choices? You know? When it comes to yogurt, there's not just one. There's like 20 different yogurt. Every single thing, cheese. Now it looks like even the chips. There's like that is kind of multiplying the chips. Last 15 years ago, there's not many chips. Now there's so many. The favorite store that I go, Walmart. So there's no close to no. So time to time, I go there to buy my grocery store. Then I go, I just walk around. So this looks like the aisles of the chips getting longer and longer. It's not getting less, it's getting more. That's for sure. So now that's what I'm saying, you know, being here, experiencing 15 years of you know, cultures, I think if there's such a thing called physical happiness, then you have the best. You must have the best. So now, mental happiness. So now that's the one, because of that. So then, you know, I have nothing much to offer. So because of that, His Holiness Dalai Lama has much more to offer when it comes to mental happiness. So because of that, I choose to read this book. Okay. So now, doing, you know, like, small, you know, like, portion of daily prayer that every day I do, you know, whether I do it well or not, I do some of them, part of my commitments, I have no choice, because I make commitments to do, so then I do them. So then once in a while, I think, you know, when I do my prayer, I think. when it's come down on mental happiness, believe or not, according to knowledge that I, you know, studying Buddhism almost 35 years, studying you know, Buddhism, so studying Buddhism since when I was seven. I went to monastery, so I, you know, kind of study here and here, on and off. That's how I graduated. Not the best in the class, but that's how I graduated. Anyway, so what do you call like champa, love, loving kindness, ninja, compassion, the prayer that we say at the beginning of the class, for immeasurable. Immeasurable love, immeasurable compassion, immeasurable joy, immeasurable equanimity. So as I said, everybody has elephant. So you say here, oh, there's elephant in the room. According to Buddhism, there's elephant in the room all the time. There's an elephant in the room all the time. That elephant is here. So, need to learn how to develop those qualities, loving kindness, compassion, you know, things like that. So, minute you wake up, that you know we have choice. We have choice that we can be nice to our roommate if you have one. If you have any kind of roommate, if you have a cat, any kind of roommate, So day to day life, it is kind of challenging. It's kind of challenging to being nice. So when you think deeply about this, being nice, being kind. If you think seriously, just take some time. If you think seriously, being nice to others means being nice to yourself. Believe it or not. Being mean to others means being mean to yourself. That's how, what comes around, what goes around, comes around. What goes around, comes around. That's very true. That's American saying. That is saying here. It's not like Tibetan. There's no Tibetan saying. There's American saying. What it means. If you be nice, you'll generate more friends. If you be mean, who wants to be around with mean person? Who? If you ask me, even though I'm trying to develop bodhicitta, I will say, I don't want to be around the mean person. No, so everybody, minute we wake up, minute we open our eyes, us, the cockroach that live in my house, and they live around my kitchens, every moving beings, what they're hoping to have good time, good life. What do you mean good time, good life? You mean like physically or mentally? What do you mean? If you mean mentally to be something happy, need to think seriously how to do that. No? How to do that. Okay? So, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's worth to try. It's worth to try. So then, not easy, you know, especially you know, if you want to, you know, first time is okay, second time, third time, then slowly, slowly our patience deteriorated because there's limit. So it requires, that's why it requires so much. With that loving kindness, compassion, with human intelligence, that's what His Holiness says, human intelligence. So when you look at His Holiness, so when you look around, you know, there's like a group of things called animals. There's a group of things called human beings. And there's a group of things called sensual beings that we have no idea. So now when you look around, you know, even in the animal realms, you know, they have no school. They have no teachers. You know, they have no resource to learn how to be nice. But they miss company, what do you call? If you look at the National Geographic Channel, sometimes they show some interesting stories. So that one story that, you know, everything's learning, everything's in instructions, that you learn something, watching something, you watch with the mindfulness, you learn something. So there's one episode called Tale of Dog, something like that. That's actually wild dog, separated from pack, and kind of yearning for the companies. Kind of confused. And that clearly shows, you know, so much happiness, even in the animal realms, that you get, whether you get long 24 hours, that's not a question. I don't think we'll get long 24 hours. That's hard to achieve. Because two different minds, two different karma, trying to get together, that's not easy. So much we don't know. So much you don't know about me. So you just assume that you know, but there's so much unknown. We are friends that I don't know about you, that you don't know about me, including my mind, you know, so then the very cause of this, according to Buddhism, the very cause of this life is, you know, the actions that have been created. So much unknown. But as I said, it's quite a miracle that still we get along. That's kind of a miracle. So anyway, my point is just watching that, you know. So that dog is kind of confused, really kind of like, almost like reflecting your life. Part of your life that become like kind of like that dog, you know. The dog separated from the pack. That means, you know, suffering from friend, how they feel. So they're kind of confused, you know. So then, like, become friend with the jackal. Jackal, usually their enemy. And they become friends. So then anyway, the story goes on and on. The point is that, you know, that even the animal realms, you know, there's so much happiness come from the companion. Companion, you know. So I have to watch my clock. So now, you know, did you notice the house, there's no people? Say 1 month, 2 months, that house kind of looks kind of cold. If the people don't live in the house, you see how much energy that we have. We have no idea. Just our present in the house, it kind of, you know, how you say it, makes house more like alive, alive. Function. If the house abandoned by 3 months, if you go in, it looks like kind of ghost house. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is, you know, so human happiness, you know, mental happiness, you know, that we so much our relief, happiness, pleasures comes from others, believe it or not. So if we become like, you know, if we separated like that, you know, so then we will get confused, probably. We'll probably look for company. Right now, we have so many choices. Anyway, so now with human intelligence, you know, their level of love, kindness, compassion has very limit. They cannot extend by using their own intelligence, because they don't simply, they don't have this intelligence. But human, we have this intelligence. That's what His Holiness said. With this intelligence and the deeper understanding of importance of loving kindness, compassion, you know, joy. So these are the things, regardless what His Holiness says, ethic beyond religion. Secular. There's something that anybody can do. You don't have to be a religious person. No, anybody can do. So there's something I think is very important, you know, as a friend. We are Dhamma friend, as a friend. So I myself, you know, I'm trying, you know. So am I perfect? No. But I'm trying. You know. And how many times I success? Very little time I success. But, you know, it is success. If it's one success, that's success, you know. If it's one success, 100 failure, the success is considered a success. Or it doesn't consider as unsuccess because of this failure. So anyway, so how to develop? Then minute, as I'm saying, the minute we wake up, open our eyes, everybody looking for good time, happiness. So now the question is, how we do? What we do to get there? So now ask yourself, what we do? I show anger. You know, if I don't like something, I just express my anger and what it does. And then other person, my friend, also get angry because he's not happy because I'm angry. What we do? So now ask ourselves a question. What we do, what I do to get there, what I do. I come up with this plan, I come up with, you know, this, so many. Then I program myself. So then all everything that the programs, if something goes wrong in that program doesn't necessarily 100% agree by your friends, but you just made it up. So there's so much, you know, problems that we just created. So there's, now the question is, that's what we all want. We all want good life, happy life, good time, have fun. So then when we go to try, we're supposed to go to have fun, and we fight there. We get fight. But then action and the intention doesn't correspond. So now, please ask yourself what we do, what you do to be happy. Do we ever wake up, what I can do for my friend to make him or her happy? How many times we wake up with this kind of attitude, you know, or to make somebody happy, not knowing that is making yourself happy, not knowing how often we do that. We have to be honest, ask ourselves, if we are doing less of that, more of, you know, what I can get, you know, from that person, you know, like, then I have right to, I deserve. Then, you know, the story goes on and on and on and on, but not knowing. So, being kind, being nice, being compassionate, being love, so that's all good things. I mean, with this human intelligence, time is also running out. With this human intelligence, every one of us needs to work, put some effort. Otherwise, there will be no change. No matter how many class day you go to Kadamba Center, it won't change. We need to think, okay? So, then according to Buddhism, the definition of love is to wanting somebody to be happy. That's love. Compassion, desire to free somebody from pain or suffering. That's compassion. Wanting to somebody to be happy or maybe to get there, that's love. Compassion is desire to liberate from pain. How often we have the desire, we wake up with this desire, I'm going to help my friend to, you know, ease their pain. How often we worry about others, and how many times we worry about ourselves. There's nothing wrong. Okay, it's right. You can worry about your happiness. But then what we do to get there, what we do, there's something is not going right. Intention is good. There's nothing wrong. Everybody wants to be happy. Even the monks want to have a good time too. It's not just you. So now the question is, what we do? What do you do to get there? There's something is going wrong. Intentions, positive, good things. It's good things to have. Between intention and the goal, there's something is not going right between there. And how many that's contributed by physical body, limited. How many, there's something goes wrong between there. And how many damage has been done physically, you can see. I don't see people are just hitting each other. Physically, most of the damage has been done by mind. So then mind, they created something. Their mind, just your mind created, created. And that, caused all these problems. So that, between that, we can talk months and months. Intention, there's nothing to talk about. Goal is good. But something is not going right between. So then, this contributes. That's why Mahatma Gandhi has monkey. If it's not necessary, if you have nothing good to say, Mahatma Gandhi said, Mahatma Gandhi didn't. That's like teaching without word. Mahatma Gandhi shows three monkeys. That's what Mahatma Gandhi has on his altar. If you have nothing good to say, don't say. If you have nothing good to say about somebody, just looking at them, don't look. If you have no good opinion, if you hear something, that's why there's sending very important message. So please think about that. Something is, intention is good. We all, there's any desire, everybody has right to pursue happiness. Something is going not right, because how many are we are happy throughout the day? If you find out what went wrong, intention is not wrong because you want to be happy. The goal that you want to be, intention is what is the difference between goal, intention is want to be happy, the goal, happiness. There's nothing wrong. Goal is correct. Intention is correct. Something is going wrong between. How many of them contribute by physical body? Very little. How many of them contribute by mind? Tons. How many of them coming out of love, kindness, compassion? Little. How many of them coming out of anger, jealousy, hatred? Tons. What is the source? Source is anger, impatience, jealousy, pride, arrogance. These are the source. If you don't do something with the source, the flow will continue. So maybe at the beginning, maybe lesson. So there's something is going wrong. Okay, so that's everybody has responsibility to think a little bit deeper and to use this human intelligence. There's something that you can change. Then Shri Deva said, if you can change, you shouldn't worry. Go ahead and change. If there's something, if there's nothing you can do, why you worry? It's not going to change. That's what they said. Okay, with that, probably 1 minute extra, so we'll stop here. So then I will read this question next session. Yeah. They're saying some dedication at the end. Oh.
so much. Hi, everybody. How you doing? I'm Jim Green. I'm a member of the board and the Financial Development Committee, and I've come to ask you to participate in supporting our Stupa Fund. We're almost done with it, and it's fantastic. It creates a lot of merit. This is a 15-year journey that we've been on, and how many of you have seen it? When you were coming in, did you see it? I mean, it's hard to miss, isn't it? Yeah. Speaking of hard to miss, I was at my son's school last 2 weeks ago, and my son's teacher came up to me and said, "Now, aren't you and your family Buddhist?" And I said, yeah, we're Buddhist. Why do you ask?" And she said, "Well, I was driving down the road, and I saw this beautiful structure on the road, and I wonder if you're associated with that." And I was like, "Yeah." And the neat thing about that is, you know, you hear about the benefits that come from a stupa in the community and all the beings who see it. Well, that interaction was very positive, and we were, you know, laughing and smiling and talking, and it created a really genuine, good feeling between us. And I just saw that immediate benefit right there. So we are very close to finishing. This says 8,000, but of course we're filling in lines here. So we need about 5,000 left to finish. So if you want to participate in this, any amount of donation is wonderful. You can go online to kadampacenter.org/finish-the-stupa. And you can pay by cash, credit card, check. You can put them in the Donna boxes. Make sure to denote that it is going to the Stupa Fund. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, finish.
Should we do the prayer list and dedication? If you take out the white prayer book and go to the pink page, we'll start with the dedication verses. But first I'll read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Jeanette Alessandro Claire Caruso, father of Jessica Dijkstra, Jane Haggerty, Bill Johnson, Claudia Kunt, Katrina Smith's mother Jane, Dakota the dog, Frank the cat, Shanti the dog. Prayers for health and rebirth. Well, for the well-being of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Ken Rinpoche Jetson Losan Delek, Choden Rinpoche, Geshe Gelek Choda, Geshe Palden Sangpo, Venerable Chirkula, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Lorelei Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Bobby and Lori, Ron Burroughs, Dr. Dinesh Chanduk, his patients and family, Victoria Easterday Clark, Guillermo Garcia, Mildred Gooch, Annie Hassel, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Bill Johnson Family, Helen Kasanoff, Wendy King, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Vanessa Lillick and Family, Rishka Mitra and Family, Adrian Oliver, Doreen Palermo, Jamine Pandya, Jay Pandya, Aunt Polly, Chuck and Faye Renard, Rosemary Cease, Dion Washington, Judith Wormser, Barney the Dog, and Chelsea the Cat. If you have any names you'd like to add to the prayer list, would you please say them now? May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, attain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, and thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless be in power, and may people think of benefiting each other. for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snow land teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Then let's say seven green Tara's mantras for Geshe-la's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. So maybe I forgot one thing. No. So now here, last couple of months, more and more young people, they are showing interest. So I think this center, you know, is some of you here. It's not my center. I'm just here to, you know, to share my, I say, like Mickey Mouse knowledge, little knowledge here. So anyway, so whatever we do here, we do it for people here in North Carolina. So we never encourage anybody to become Buddhist. You know, I myself, that's very clear. Last 15 years, I never did that. So goal here is to, you know, create better human beings. So I was wondering, you know, maybe some of the youth, you can voluntary to help in your age range to do meditations. You are welcome to use. Can I say that? They are welcome to use the space. You can talk to somebody. You can come here, sit. Don't need to say any prayer. First, you have to learn. You know, in order to teach, you have to understand. Now, so you learn. And you meditate and you do meditation, if that helps, you know, so then somebody here, so then organize, you know, then you just come here, meditate, you know, that's how you help each other. So I think it will be good, so how you say, to help, you know, because that more and more, I think last couple of months, more and more, there's a number of students from NC State are coming here, yeah. So anyway, so this center is, you know, this very purpose of the existence of Kadamba Center to be used. So we built, most of it is closed. Doesn't make sense. Why built? Why built? You know, so they use like twice a week. That doesn't make sense. So then you come here, you know, you need to talk to somebody, whoever is organizing, coordinating, you talk to them, you bring your friend, you know, then you help them. If somebody show interest into meditation, then you come here, meditate, because this environment, you know, this is a little bit different, because, you know, here, a lot of people, we did a lot of practice here. So because of that, I hope environment, it will help. So anyway, so that's just one to, you know, say. So, okay, thank you. Finish. Yeah. Please leave. So I cannot go. So I've done all the class, so we go. Yeah.